This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said BRICS is not merely a grouping of nations but an ecosystem of solutions, and the discussions over the past 2 days have further strengthened this conviction. During his concluding remarks at the BRICS session on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, Mr. Modi hoped that the New Delhi Declaration adopted at BRICS Summit will provide a clear direction for shared vision and future cooperation. He stressed on the need to translate all outcomes into time-bound actions that deliver last-mile impact. He said BRICS nations will work together to ensure that the BRICS framework moves beyond mere documentation and creates a tangible impact in real life.
हम आशा करते हैं इस समिट से उसमें एडॉप्ट किया गया न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन हमारे शेयर्ड विजन और फ्यूचर कोऑपरेशन को स्पष्ट दिशा देगा। हमें सभी आउटकम्स को समयबद्ध एक्शन और लास्ट माइल इंपैक्ट से जोड़ना होगा। हमारे फ्रेमवर्क फाइल से आगे बढ़कर रियल लाइफ में इंपैक्ट पैदा करे, इसके लिए हम सब मिलकर काम करेंगे।
Saying that BRICS is poised to enter its third decade, Mr. Modi asserted that the world now expects concrete results from the grouping and not just ideas and commitments. He expressed confidence that BRICS will certainly live up to these expectations through collective efforts. Earlier addressing the open session of the BRICS summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi today said pandemics, climate disasters and supply chain disruptions have demonstrated that in today's interconnected world, no crisis remains confined to a single region. Mr. Modi said BRICS nations have therefore placed special emphasis on enhancing resilience among the grouping. In the session on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, Mr. Modi emphasized that it is equally essential to identify challenges in a timely manner, prepare for them and take immediate action. Mr. Modi cautioned that weaponization of technology and critical minerals can become a hurdle for progress. He said BRICS nations have stressed on inclusivity in adoption of technology.
टेक्नोलॉजी और क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का वेपनाइजेशन हमारी साझा प्रगति में बाधा बन सकता है, इसलिए हमने टेक्नोलॉजी के एडॉप्शन में इंक्लूसिविटी पर बल दिया है।
After the conclusion of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a meeting with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and the Kazakhstan President Kasim Jomart Tokayev on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today held a meeting with the Deputy Minister of National Defence of Vietnam, Senior Lieutenant General Nguyen Chung Thang, in New Delhi on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. The meeting focused on strengthening the bonds of friendship, advancing regional security, and deepening the bilateral enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today inaugurated specially curated exhibition of manuscripts titled Sri Ganesh Gyanratri at the Asiatic Society of Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said, India possesses a rich and radiant knowledge of tradition whose light has a potential to guide the entire world. Indian Railways registered a 5.4% year-on-year growth, loading 137.9 million tons of freight during August 2026 compared to 130.9 million tons in August 2025. The Minister of Railways informed that freight revenue during August 2026 increased by 6.27% compared to August 2025, indicating continued strengthening of the freight business of Indian Railways. The ministry added that last month, 5 new Gati Shakti cargo terminals were commissioned, taking the cumulative number of commissioned GCTs to 149 as on 31st August 2026. In Indonesia, around 140 passengers and crew are missing after a ferry carrying more than 240 people overturned in bad weather in the Java Sea today. Indonesian rescuers said at least 102 people have been rescued and the body of one passenger recovered as search operations continue around the vessel's last known position. In the Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket final, India will face defending champions Sri Lanka in Dubai today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. Both India and Sri Lanka have reached the final unbeaten. India had the most successful team in the Women's Asia Cup history with 7 titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.